Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Scripture that I want to reach. It's found in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 22. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. Well, when I was at school, they used to say to me, Cameron, the only reason you're a Christian is because it's what everyone in your family does. It's like the butcher and the baker and the candlestick maker. And if you're a Cameron, you've got to be a Christian and you've got to go to church. You're just looking for the easy path through life, the path of least resistance. You just want to coast through because you're a Christian. Well, looking back now over many, many years, I can truly say that being a Christian does not mean the absence of problems, but it truly does mean the presence of Jesus. It's not isolation from circumstance, but insulation in the midst of everything that you go through. I'm glad that I decided to follow Jesus, that I made a personal decision. You see, you have gathered here today to see baptismal service. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be wonderful as we're going to hear people just tell a little bit of their story and why they have decided to go through the waters of baptism. But if I can be as clear as I can, they're not doing this because it's just what you do. It's not an add-on to Christianity. It is a public declaration, I have decided to follow Jesus. And because of a personal decision to ask Jesus Christ to come into our hearts, to make him Lord and Savior, that as a next step of part of our expression of following after him, it's the ability to say that I'm going through the waters of baptism. Now, I always find it fascinating because I truly love a baptismal service for so many reasons. It reminds me as a Christian that we can be victorious in Christ Jesus because Christ defeated death, hell, and the grave. Now, if we were to think that going in the baptismal tank makes you a better Christian, then let me promise you, we'd just hold you down there when we put you in, especially Sharon there. We baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son, Peter, John, James. If getting in the tank made you a better Christian, then listen, we'd all be jumping in there. The truth is a matter that in Christianity, it is a journey that we're all walking through to become more Christ-like. I would love if it just happened in an instance, but I've been lived long enough to realize that it's a whole process that we go through. So yes, as Christians, we do have challenging times. We do have difficult times. But the great thing is that Christ promises to be with you. You see, I'm not here to declare to you today that if you become a Christian, everything is going to be perfect. It's not about us being perfect or everything being perfect, but it's being able to walk hand in hand with the one who is perfect. It's about a relationship. Is it about a relationship with a church? No. Is it about just coming every Sunday? No. But it's about having a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, I love baptisms for several reasons. And one of them is this, that it reminds me that when we become a Christian, the Bible says we are new creations. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have come new. You see, that's the transformation that takes place in our life. We were born sinners, the Bible says. We came into this world sinners, but we have the opportunity when we come into a relationship with Jesus Christ to literally become new creations. Turn to your neighbor and say, what's new about you? What's new about you? You see, being a new creation, it's not about reconditioned parts. When I came to Christ, he doesn't fix me up. I'm not just a modified model. No, when I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, and I was just a little boy, something incredible happened. I went from death to life. I went from no hope to finding hope. I became a follower of Jesus. And in that process of not being fixed up, but actually becoming brand new, what it means is that the life I lead, my outlooks, my values, everything's changed. I'm not walking according to the values of the world or the system of this world. I'm walking according to the values that Jesus Christ has for me. I love baptisms because it reminds me that I am a new creation. And by the way, I'm being renewed daily. You may be looking and saying, well, Neil, what do you mean by that? Well, I would love to say to you this morning that you are looking at the model of perfection. I would love to say to you, just look at all this. But if my wife was here, now, of course, my mother's on the front row, and she's going, yeah. Is that right, Mom? Yeah, she's golden boy, can do no wrong, except if John Casey, Blue Eyes, is in the room. The truth of the matter is that when I come to Christ, I am a new creation. And it's incredible because the Bible calls us saints, and the reality is that sometimes we don't feel like saints, sometimes we don't look like saints, but we're in the process of becoming more Christ-like. But when Christ looks at us, it's amazing. Heaven looks at you right now if you belong to Jesus, and he sees us as saints. We are new creations. And that's why I love baptisms, because baptisms remind me that we are changed. Now, in a couple of weeks, we come up to Easter, another time that I absolutely love. And Jensen Franklin, a pastor in America, said this regarding the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He said these words, he got up, he walked out because he wants to come in. Referring to when Jesus was resurrected and came out of that grave, conquered death, hell, and the grave, he got up. He walked out. Why? Because he wants to come into our life. The Bible says, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells within you, it makes us come alive. See, this is the wonderful thing about Christianity. Everyone thinks that it's something on the outside working in. No, it's something on the inside working out. That's why I've discovered that you can wear black suits, you can carry a black Bible, you can wear the finest aftershave or perfume, but that doesn't change you. But when something changes within your life and heart on the inside, it begins to work on the outside. What does that mean? That we begin to show the characteristics of being Christ-like. And that's a challenge for all of us, but God, through his Spirit, he helps us to be changed. Christ walked out of the grave so that you here this morning, you can walk out of continual sin, you can walk out of bad mindsets, you can walk out of insecurities, and we can walk out of hopelessness. We can walk out of bad attitudes, we can walk out of family traits, we can walk out of insecurities, we can walk out of the very things that would try to restrict us and hold us back and diminish our purpose in life. Why? Because Christ walked out of that grave. He has helped us when we put our trust in him to walk out of these situations. Transformation begins in the heart and flows from within to without. Now, I know that for most of us, we should be able to hold up signs which simply says, under construction. Why? Because we're not there yet. We should be able to hold up signs that says, under new management. The reality is that the person that's been saved the longest in this room, which I'm sure is over many, many years, or the person that has just committed their life to Jesus Christ, we're all the same. We're still under construction. That's why we think that we have to do it in our own strength. Oh, I couldn't become a Christian because I'll blow it. I'll get it wrong. I'll make mistakes. I'm going to help you right now. If you're in this room and you're a Christian and you've ever made a mistake or got it wrong or tripped up since you became a Christian, would you just lift your hand and wave it to me? See all these other folks that haven't put their hand up? Pray for them because I'm not telling the truth. Okay, I mean, every one of us, but we're under construction. You see, people say to me, Neil, asking Christ to come into my heart, I just don't know how I can do it. You see, that's the mistake. It's not about you doing it. Christ has already done it. It's that ability to go that if I'm in him, I'm a new creation, and he's going to help change me. He's going to help me become more like him. Now, I know some of us in this room are slow learners. You've got to tell us all more and more again. But I want to remind you that if you're in Christ, you're a new creation and you've changed. You see, the devil doesn't mind if you go out from the service, and it hasn't been a great service so far. And the devil doesn't mind if you go out from this service this morning feeling good, feeling a lift in your spirit, thinking to yourself, that was wonderful. If he can make you feel condemned tomorrow, if he can get you to put your head down tomorrow, if he can get you to feel worthless tomorrow. But the truth is that the same Jesus that is here in this service on Sunday is the same God that is with you Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What do I mean by that? Friends, he'll never leave you. He'll never give up on you. And the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells within you. And we become more Christ-like. Someone said to me a couple of years ago, I have two boys, Neely and Christopher, and someone said to me a couple of years ago, you know, as the boys are getting older, you really look like them. I said, what? They says, as Neely and Christopher are getting older, you really look like them. Whoa. I'm the original. They're the copies. I'm not beginning to look more like them. They're beginning to look more like me. And that's what happens when we give our hearts to Jesus. We're new creations. We're changed. And we begin to become more like him in actions, in deed, in conduct, in everything we do. I love baptisms because it reminds me that my confidence is not in myself. It's not in my ability. But my total confidence is in Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy 1:12 said these words, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed to him until that day. This is what the Apostle Paul is saying. Listen, I've been through life. I've faced many challenges. But my confidence is not in myself, it's not in my own ability, but my confidence and trust is completely in Jesus. That's why baptisms remind us that a transformation took place. You're going to hear a couple of stories in a moment, which will tell you that I've asked Christ to come into my life, I'm a new creation, he's changed me, and my confidence now is totally in him. Why? Because that is the power of the gospel. And you may be here right now and you may be saying, well, Neil, I've heard all this before. You don't convince me. I'm not trying to convince you. I'm trying to help you understand what it means to follow Jesus. Many of you in this room will know that just 3 weeks ago, I became a grandfather for the first time. Oh, you should. This boy, Floyd, has totally changed my life. Now, I was speaking to someone the other day and they said, how does it feel, Neil, to be a grandfather? And this is what I said. All the cliches that I've heard for so many years, oh, it's wonderful being a grandparent. You'll have a love for them that you've never had before. The beautiful thing about grandchildren is that you can put them back. Sorry, any grandchildren in here? And I'm like, no, I want to hold on to him. All the cliches that I've heard for so many years are absolutely true. I'm absolutely besotted. What do I mean? For many years I went, yeah, heard it all before. But until you experience it, come on grandparents, let's try that again. Until you experience it, you suddenly realize that is so true. And you may be here today and say, Neil, I've heard all this stuff about serving Jesus. I've heard all this stuff about Christianity. I've heard this about new creations. I've heard this stuff about changed lives. I've heard this thing about putting your trust in him. I've heard all this before. Let me just say to you, until you experience it, until you experience the power of transformation, you'll never be the same again. Or as the old Scotsman said, it's better felt than telt. So as we bow our heads right now, the band is coming. I just want to lay a wee challenge to you. Do you belong to Jesus? My question is not, do you attend church? My question is not, did you go through Sunday school? My question is not, are you a decent person? Do you do the right thing? My question is very simple. Do you truly have a relationship with Jesus? Have you encountered him? Can you say in this moment, Neil, I'm a believer? I'm a follower of Christ. I know that he's my Lord and my Savior.